After confirmed cases of COVID-19 ballooned over the weekend, Governor Larry Hogan ordered all non-essential businesses closed by 5 o'clock today. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the governor also announced several other initiatives to increase testing and bolster small businesses.
By Monday morning, Maryland had at least 288 confirmed cases of COVID-19 spread across nearly every county plus Baltimore City. Hogan said that despite past executive orders restricting social gatherings, people continue to crowd public spaces, such as the beaches in Ocean City.
Because of this irresponsible and reckless behavior, beginning today, even further and more aggressive enforcement actions will be taken.
At 5 p.m., only essential businesses will be open. Hogan's office released a list of dozens of examples of businesses and organizations that can stay open. These range from laundromats to pharmacies, grocery stores, big box stores, pet supply stores, banks, and a range of manufacturing firms. Restaurants will still be allowed to offer carryout. Liquor stores and daycare centers can stay open. Hogan said the state is not ordering people to stay home.
We are telling all Marylanders to follow all of the directives we've already issued and to follow state law against crowds of more than 10 people. And we are telling you, unless you have an essential reason to leave your house, then you should stay in your homes.
Hogan also announced several measures aimed at increasing the capacity to test and treat patients for the novel coronavirus. Maryland hospitals have made an additional 900 beds available, with plans for another 1,400 by early April.
Plans are underway, as we speak, to establish a field hospital at the Baltimore Convention Center and an alternate care site at the adjacent Hilton Hotel.
With the University of Maryland Medical System, the state is also reopening Laurel Hospital to make another 135 beds available. And the state is planning drive-through testing at FedEx Field in Landover and at 5 vehicle emissions inspection centers. Officials are just waiting on the necessary testing kits, personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, and capacity at labs to process the tests.
Healthcare providers are now required to prioritize tests for hospitalized patients, and healthcare providers will cease elective procedures to free up capacity.
To help businesses, Hogan announced $175 million in relief efforts. Businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for grants and loans to cover overhead costs like rent, mortgage payments, utilities, and payroll. State Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz also announced $5 million in incentives for businesses that manufacture much-needed healthcare supplies, including personal protective equipment and ventilators.
The state may purchase this equipment, or we may connect manufacturers with buyers who need these vital resources.
The governor acknowledged that the damage to the economy is likely to be significant.
I know how incredibly difficult this is on each and every one of you. There is a great deal of fear and anxiety. And the truth is that none of us really know how bad it's going to get or how long it's going to last.
As hard as these restrictions are, he said, they're the best way to save thousands of lives. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.